Blackstone Audio presents As Husbands Go, a novel by Susan Isaacs. To St. Catherine and Bob Morvillo, with love. Here, take this gift. I was reserving it for some hero, speaker, or general. One who should serve the good old cause, the great idea, the progress and freedom of the race. Some brave confronter of despots, some daring rebel. But I see that what I was reserving belongs to you just as much as to any. Walt Whitman, To a Certain Cantatrice, Leaves of Grass. Chapter 1. Who knew? It seemed a perfectly nice night. True, outside the house, the wind was hoo-hooing like sound effects from a low-budget horror movie. The cold was so vicious that a little past 7, a branch of the great white spruce on the front lawn that had been creaking all afternoon suddenly screamed in pain. Then a brutal crack, and it crashed to the frozen ground. But inside our red brick Georgian in the picturesque Long Island town of Shorehaven, all was warmth. I went from one bedroom to another to kiss the boys goodnight. Despite the sickly yellow gleam of the SpongeBob SquarePants nightlight in his bedroom, Mason, the third-born of our triplets, glowed pure gold. I stroked his forehead. Happy dreams, my sweetie. He was already half asleep, thumb in mouth, but his four other fingers flapped me a good night. A flush of mother love reddened my cheeks. Its heat spread. For a moment, it even eased the permanent muscle spasm that had seized the left side of my neck, seconds after Jonah and I gazed up at the sonogram and saw three little paisley curls in utero.